Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're getting into the future of B2B content marketing as we look toward 2026 and beyond. Have you ever wondered how the content marketing space is shifting right under our feet?
It's definitely shifting fast. You know, the statistics alone tell a pretty compelling story. The global content marketing industry is projected to hit $195 trillion by 2032. That's massive growth.
That's huge. And here's something interesting. Content marketing costs 62% less than traditional marketing while generating 3 times more leads. So to everyone listening, if you're still pouring all your budget into traditional ads, it might be time to rethink that strategy.
Right, exactly. And when you look at ROI, B2B content marketing delivers strong returns, often reaching a 5.1 ratio or higher depending on your strategy. When executed with consistent publication, high-quality content, and proper SEO strategies, some companies see returns around 748%.
Those are numbers that should make any CFO sit up and pay attention. Now let's talk about something that's on everyone's mind, AI. How is artificial intelligence changing the content marketing game?
AI is fundamentally transforming everything. Here's the thing. 95% of B2B marketers are now using AI-powered applications to streamline their efforts. And over 90% are using AI for content creation, whether that's generating or optimizing written content.
Those adoption rates are remarkable, but I've heard some concerns about quality. What's your take on that?
You're right to bring that up. While AI improves operational efficiency, we're talking 30 to 70% time savings in content production, there are real concerns about content noise and differentiation. Many marketers worry that AI is creating content fatigue, making it harder to stand out. Google is really emphasizing people-first content now with their EEAT framework: experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
So it sounds like there's a balance we need to strike. Where should marketers draw that line?
Great question. The smart approach is using AI for outlines, metadata, and repetitive tasks, but keeping human involvement for the actual writing. That ensures originality and maintains your brand voice. I actually worked with a client last year who tried to go fully automated with their blog content, and they noticed engagement drop within 2 months. Once we brought human writers back into the process, everything improved.
Interesting point. And speaking of strategy, 45% of B2B marketers plan to increase investment in AI-powered marketing tools in 2026, things like generative AI and predictive analytics.
That investment trend is accelerating fast, which brings us to an important question. How do you actually get your content in front of people once you've created it? Distribution is where a lot of teams drop the ball.
That point about distribution strategies sets up our next piece. Omnichannel approaches. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to amplify your B2B content reach? Amplifier provides a partially automated omnichannel distribution model that helps companies increase organic traffic and build authority. Partnered with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, their platform transforms your content into multiple formats and distributes it across high authority sites automatically. Whether you're a startup or established business, Amplifier makes it affordable to boost exposure and strengthen your reputation. Learn more at amplifier.com.
Picking up on distribution strategies, how important is an omnichannel approach in 2026?
It's critical. Omnichannel strategies increase engagement, conversion, and retention significantly. Some research shows campaigns using 3 or more channels can see purchase rates that are several 100% higher than single-channel approaches. The exact numbers vary, but we're talking about major improvements.
I see. Go on.
And here's the thing. You can't just post the same content everywhere and call it omnichannel. That's like wearing the same outfit to a wedding and a job interview. Technically, you're dressed for both, but you're probably not nailing either one.
That's a good way to put it. What about repurposing content? Is that part of the equation?
Definitely. A lot of marketing teams struggle with scaling their content production because they lack the resources to create enough fresh material. But AI actually excels at transforming existing approved content into multiple formats and variations. You maximize the value of proven content assets.
So we've established that efficiency and distribution are key. What about the human element? What trends are you seeing there?
Two big ones: personalization and thought leadership. B2B customers increasingly expect content customized for their role, industry, and pain points. Generic content just doesn't cut it anymore. And thought leadership is expected to be one of the most influential trends in 2026. Customers want content grounded in firsthand experience and unique perspectives.
That makes sense. And here's an interesting stat. 70% of people prefer to learn about a company from an article or blog post rather than a traditional advertisement. So content really is king.
Exactly. Content really is king. But it's got to be authentic content. You can't just churn out generic AI-generated fluff and expect results. The future belongs to marketers who combine efficiency, automation, AI, omnichannel distribution with genuine human expertise and perspective. That blend of efficiency and authenticity is what separates winners from everyone else.
That's a perfect way to wrap this up. The future of B2B content marketing requires us to embrace new tools while staying true to what makes content valuable: real expertise, real perspectives, and real connections with our audience.
Couldn't have said it better myself.